Tuesday, June 12th, 2018. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly. I'm coming to you from the Mile High City. I am right here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday. We talk sports with a dose of common sense, try to mix in some sarcasm here or there, try to bring you a little bit of insight, maybe every once in a while, look back at some sports history, and we are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope that your Monday was not too incredibly painful, and just keep this in mind, at least it is now behind us and we are moving forward. Hey, if you would like to contact the show, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go over to Facebook or Twitter. You can find us over there. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Maybe you've got a question, maybe you've got a comment, maybe you just have some feedback for the show. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to us. Hey, today on the show, you know, we do have a little bit of breaking news. And then we are actually going to be continuing our conversation with longtime friend of the show and resident soccer expert. Yes, Big Rob will stop back by. And you know, I know that we meant to talk some World Cup tournament yesterday, but we didn't quite get around to it. We were talking some NFL. We had to discuss the NBA Finals a little, but never fear, because today we are actually going to be taking a look at that tournament. It does begin later this week, and we want to get his thoughts on maybe what to expect from a tournament that people are watching worldwide. We will definitely be checking in with Rob and see what he thinks. But before we get to that, we do have a couple of things coming out in the world of breaking news. Now, it is rare that we lead with boxing, but we do have a little bit of boxing news for you today, as heavyweight world title holder Deontay Wilder has apparently agreed to the terms offered by Anthony Joshua's camp for these two to meet for the undisputed heavyweight title sometime later this year. Now, they did agree that they would meet in Joshua's home country of the United Kingdom. This is coming from Wilder's co-manager, Shelley Finkel, who said this on Monday. Now, honestly, I never believe these things are going to happen until the fighters are like walking into the arena, because there's always some doubt. But honestly, when was the last time that there was a big time heavyweight title fight that anyone really wanted to see? I mean, we might be going back to the late 90s. Lennox Lewis versus Mike Tyson back in the early 2000s or something. And even then, we kind of knew how that fight was going to end up. But this is a pretty solid heavyweight matchup. No, it doesn't have the same name recognition that like Lewis Tyson would have, or that Riddick Bowe versus Evander Holyfield would have. It's not quite there, but it could be a good fight. I'm not sure that Wilder actually has the boxing skills to hang in this fight, but I'd be very interested to see this fight. We'll see if it ends up happening. Going to be interesting to keep an eye on that. We do have some news coming out in the NBA. Apparently, the Detroit Pistons have named their new head coach. They have signed former Toronto Raptors coach Dwayne Casey to a 5-year deal. Now, Dwayne Casey is 61 years old. Don't forget, he led the Toronto Raptors to a franchise record 59-win season. The Raptors were the number one seed in the East, and of course, they had that berth in the conference semifinals. But then they got swept for the second consecutive time by the Cleveland Cavaliers, who honestly, I don't even know if they're as talented as Toronto was. Now, Casey, of course, got fired by the Raptors in the same season that he was actually named Coach of the Year. In 7 seasons, though, Dwayne Casey has reached the playoffs in Toronto 5 times, including the franchise's first conference finals. He has won 50-plus regular season games in each of his last 3 seasons. Hey, the Detroit Pistons, I think, got themselves a pretty good coach. And the Pistons are not without at least some talent. They have Blake Griffin. They have Reggie Jackson. They have Andre Drummond. Yes, they need a few more pieces, but the Detroit Pistons are a team that could at least challenge for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. We know the Eastern Conference isn't great. Don't be surprised to see Dwayne Casey get the Pistons back into the postseason. I mean, they're not going to get past the first round when they get there, but understand, it's all about perspective, people. The Detroit Pistons want to get back to the postseason. Dwayne Casey will get them there. Never mind what happens after that. Don't worry about that. He'll get them there. And that right now is what's important. Staying in the NBA, you know, everyone has been speculating about Kawhi Leonard's future with the San Antonio Spurs because they say the relationship between Kawhi and the Spurs franchise has gone south. But now, according to a report from the San Antonio Express News, they are saying Greg Popovich and Kawhi Leonard could be kind of starting to work some things out. They are trying to schedule a meeting to discuss any issues or concerns that Kawhi might have with the team. Now, keep this in mind. Kawhi Leonard is eligible to receive a 5-year, $219 million Supermax deal this offseason. Which, I mean, depending on how that meeting goes, maybe it happens in that meeting. Maybe they come up with a plan in that meeting. We will see how that meeting goes between Greg Popovich and Kawhi Leonard. I know we were hearing this relationship is done. This bridge has been burned. There's no turning back. Well, now it sounds like maybe they can fix it. Maybe they can come to an agreement. Maybe they can kind of patch this thing up. Which is kind of weird, isn't it? Because from everything that I've heard, it's like a done deal that Kawhi Leonard is going to LA to join the Lakers, isn't he? I mean, he's going to the Lakers. I've heard that LeBron James is going to the Lakers. Let's see, Chris Paul is going to the Lakers. Paul George is definitely going to the Lakers. DeMarcus Cousins, he'll probably end up with the Lakers. DeAndre Jordan, he'll switch over to the Lakers. Kyrie Irving, he'll eventually be a Laker. Now, from what I can tell, it seems like everyone is going to be joining the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know why. We hear this every year. Never actually has happened lately, but we do hear this every single offseason. Everyone is going to join the Los Angeles Lakers. Well, it sounds like Kawhi Leonard might not be on his way to LA quite yet. We'll see how that all turns out. Hey, coming back, we will continue our conversation with Big Rob. We want to get his thoughts on the World Cup that does begin later this week. Which teams and players are going to be worth your time to actually tune in for? And you know, he actually has a viewing tip you're not going to want to miss when it comes to watching these games. Plus, who does he think will be raising the cup at the finish? We are going to get to all of that right after this. Okay, so I will apologize. We had Big Rob on yesterday. We did not discuss 1 ounce of soccer, which was the reason that we had you by. Rob, thank you so much for sticking around and coming back in on a Tuesday for us.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
You know, we were going to discuss the World Cup tournament that is coming up. It starts this week.
Yes, Thursday.
Okay, it starts on Thursday. Glad you know that because I don't. And we wanted to discuss the tournament with you because you actually get soccer. You've been around the game. You've grown up around the game. We're going to get into that. But we also had a few things we wanted to discuss. We had to talk a little bit of the NFL.
Yes.
You're a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Your Eagles, again, I'll say it again, are the Super Bowl champion. Yes. Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. All season.
They can't take that
all
away from you.
Long.
No, they can never take that away from you. Never forget that. Because I'm still saying that the Denver Broncos won Super Bowl 32, and that's been a long time ago. We've had two others since that, but I'm still saying that because I remember how painful it was up until that point. We also did discuss a little of the NBA. Golden State Warriors, you're a Houston Rockets fan. We had to discuss the Rockets and what they were going to do. So we had a few things on our agenda we didn't get around to getting to the soccer. But I told you, we're going to discuss some World Cup here because I'm going to just be completely transparent here. I'm not watching baseball all summer. I cannot reiterate that enough. I can't do it. I won't even lie. I will watch World Cup because it does have that Olympic feel. It has that every 4 years feel. There is that kind of, hey, we're playing for the flag. We're playing for our country. There is a lot of national pride on the line here in these World Cup games.
Absolutely. Like you said, it's going to be close to Olympics. So it's got that kind of Olympic feel to it. Like I said, just when you tune in, like I said, there's different storylines for different countries, first times there. You know, teams have been in the tournament a couple years, but haven't won it yet. So even for some of the favorites, I mean, there's, you know, quite a few, probably 3 or 4, you know, top teams, their countries feel that they really should win it. But obviously, you know, as with all tournaments, there can only be one winner at the end.
Okay. So let's get a little background on you because while some of us might know your story, there's a few of the listeners that I know tune in all the time. They know where Big Rob is coming from. But a lot of people, maybe they don't know. We have to get a little background. You actually played some big time soccer. How did you get started in soccer? Did you start playing this game as a young kid?
Yes, I was probably, I want to say 5 or 6. Parents just signed me up. just to get me out the house.
Okay.
Running around, burn some energy.
Where was this at?
This was in Texas.
In Texas.
First started.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So played, like I said, as a kid, 5'6", just kind of stuck with it. Once I got to high school, dad told me, you know, kind of needed to focus in if this is what I really wanted to do.
Sure.
And try and get a scholarship to college. So played all through, played club soccer, went off to college, 2 years in West Virginia, Alabama A&M for a year, graduated from the University of Denver, played soccer, all three places. And then played a couple years of semi-pro out in Golden with the Denver Kickers.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
What position are you playing when you're playing soccer?
Played forward. First started, I played midfield. And once I hit high school, I moved up to forward and then played that for the rest of the time.
You wanted to go score.
I wanted to score the goals.
Ladies love the goals.
The glory. You want to get the glory.
The glory.
I want my name in the paper.
What was your go-to? Where were you scoring your points at?
Pretty much all over. I was fast, quick. So like I said, lots of breakaways, quick speed. I'm a tall guy.
Yeah.
So headers as well.
Sure.
Balls crossed in.
Okay. And that was my guess. I was going to say, I would imagine with your height, I would imagine that you were going to get in some headers going up above and getting some of that stuff. You had to have played against some really, really talented players. If you're going to West Virginia and you're playing at that level, some really talented players, even coming to DU. These are D1 big time players. They are the studs of their high school, no question. To get to that level, that's a pretty high level there.
Yeah, like I said, West Virginia, you know, might not have as much, you know, name recognition, but it's a Big East conference.
So yeah.
You've got, you know, Georgetown, Virginia Techs, you know, all those schools back east, which, you know, soccer is a little bit bigger, you know, on
sure.
that side. So yeah, well, a lot of good competition.
Who's the, is there a guy that you played against that you were like, that guy, I couldn't hang? Like, that was a guy that was, he was a different level.
No.
No. Wow. was there ever a moment that you're playing and you're playing in the Big East that you're looking around going, wow, this is kind of big time?
Yeah. Like I said, just the different places like Georgetown playing at that campus, Notre Dame, big
sure.
soccer program. And, you know, just like I said, the campus itself, going there. But to kind of step back a little bit, I played club soccer to Texas Heat was our club team and
okay.
we went overseas to play in France, played a tournament over
wow.
there.
Wow.
And that was kind of the first time where, okay, this is a different level.
Yeah.
Just like I said, it's, you know, overseas, you know, soccer is bigger there. And so, you know, stepping out there, you know, just being in a foreign country itself, but just like I said, the level and just the technical skill, it
sure.
was, that was the first time where it's like, okay, this is different.
A little yeah. different deal.
This is different.
How did you guys do on the trip?
We actually finished third in that tournament.
Wow. That's good stuff.
Yeah. We were a group team. Like I said, technically, you know, all the teams we faced, you know, were better just skill wise. But we were more athletic, bigger, faster team. And so, you know, we used that to our strength. Like I said, we ended up finishing third in that tournament, but it was, like I said, it was just, you know, just a good, you know, experience, like I said, cause it's just a different level of, you know, skills, just passing and shooting. Just everything was a lot sharper, but, you know, we were able to get through, like I said, basically athleticism, just being bigger, stronger, faster.
Rob, are there soccer groupies? Is that a thing? Do we have soccer groupies? How are the French ladies over there? Was that a thing?
No, I'm going to say.
You're such a liar.
No,
man,
not.
I mean, hockey
no.
has groupies. I know full well what's going on. Is, yeah. You ended up at DU. What brought you to Denver?
Well, like I said, out of high school, went to West Virginia for 2 years. Our coach ended up leaving, so everyone, you know, got open transfers.
Okay.
Went to Alabama A&M for a year. And then my dad ended up getting sick. When I left Texas, my family moved out here.
Okay.
So my dad ended up getting sick. He's better now. Happy ending.
Good.
But when he got sick, I got to transfer again. Just wanted to be closer to home. And like I said, went to DU. Ended up playing there. So that's how I ended up at DU.
How did you guys do at DU? DU got a solid program? Forgive me. I don't know enough about it.
Yes. We were on the rise when I was there.
Okay.
We didn't make the tournament. But recently, I think they were ranked as high as, I want to say, 7th in the
wow.
nation. 7th or 3rd. Yeah.
So look
program,
at us.
Yeah,
look at us here at Denver.
Yeah. They've got a really good team.
Things are happening.
Known for the hockey and lacrosse. But
yes. For
the
sure.
soccer team is good as well.
Okay. I got a question for you. How do you, if you see Rob, like this is a tall guy. He looks like an athlete. How did you end up picking soccer? Was there something about it that appealed to you, or was it just what you felt like, hey, I excel at this sport? How do you, in Texas, I can't imagine soccer is the most popular sport. I think we know what the most popular one is down there. How did you end up settling in at soccer, though?
Yeah, like I said, football is obviously king.
King,
yeah, in Texas. Like I said, I've always been kind of tall and lanky. So when it came time for football, I didn't want to get hit, to be
sure.
honest with you.
No, I understand.
I'm too light for that. Don't want to do it. So then it was between soccer and basketball. And when I hit high school and the basketball coach was insistent, you know, you can't play both. You're going to, play one or the other, kind of that tough guy approach.
Yeah.
Kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I'd been playing soccer, you know, for the longest. We had a lot of success on our club teams.
Okay.
Like I said, we had gone overseas. We won state regionals a couple times. You know, just decided to go with that, stick with that.
So you did play other sports though. Did you play baseball?
I played a season of baseball, like I said, basketball, and then I ran track as well.
Okay. What did you run in track?
I ran the 100, 200, triple jump, and 400.
Oh, so you're doing some speed things here.
Yeah. I was always a quick guy.
Yeah. You had some wheels there if you're doing that.
Long strides.
Okay. We're going to get to our World Cup stuff here. I've got a question for you. Team USA fails to qualify for the World Cup. Why? Why? We have great athletes. Why can't we get a team into the World Cup? What the heck is going on?
Oh, man. I don't know where to start on that. I guess the short answer, Klinsmann was our coach.
Yeah.
I think that was a bad hire initially.
Why?
I think he just got brought in on name recognition.
Okay.
Kind of the thought here is, you know, obviously he was a good player.
Yeah.
And just, you know, we see that name, we know he's good, and we're going to bring him in to coach. And I think that was a mistake, kind of set the program back a little bit.
Okay.
And it just took us a little bit to recover from that. And I think we kind of had like a generation gap. Whereas, you know, the people that like the, like Alexi Lalas, Tony Meola, that group that initially got us into the World Cups, you know, kind of got older and we didn't bring enough, you know, new talent in. So we just kind of had like a gap in between. Like we weren't, you know, constantly bringing through.
So we're looking at Team USA right now. And well, wait, some of us are. And they have gone to this completely young group. You can tell that they're saying, hey, we're looking at the future. Hopefully in 4 years, we're in a better position. Are they doing the right thing, do you think?
I think so. Like I said, we, you know, got rid of Klinsmann and just like I said, kind of started over a younger group. Like I said, a lot of our older guys, like, you know, Beasley, Clint Dempsey, you know, kind of, you know, early 30s, kind of late into their career.
Sure.
So I think it is a good time, to start, you know, young, fresh, new talent, bring that in.
Okay. So we think we're heading in the right direction, maybe? We have great athletes.
We do.
But you know what? Our greatest athletes don't play soccer, do they?
No. Basketballs and the footballs probably, you know, take the best athletes. There still, you know, is a lot of talent out there that plays. And just with youth programs in general, because it's expensive to play. So it's kind of an expensive
sport. You've got
to
get
travel teams and everything like that. Yeah. So if we, you know, can look outside of that and really, you know, develop our young talent, like I said, there's by far enough talent here.
I have a hard time thinking that if we had like Michael Vick and Allen Iverson playing soccer, like we would be pretty good, right? I mean, we have some amazing athletes. They're just not always playing soccer. I know they get a few, but we don't send our best athletes there. That's not what kids do. They go play basketball and they go play football.
Yeah. Like you said, the basketball and the football. And like I said, a lot of it, you know, if you are, you know, serious about soccer at a young age, you know, you got the travel teams and the costs and everything to, you know, do with that. So it's, you know, kind of a segment of kids that aren't reached just because, you know, they don't have that funding, you know, to play. It's like you think overseas, like they do academies and stuff where they give people scholarships to come in and play and, you know, kind of filter them and, you know, which is something we don't do here.
Can you ever foresee a situation where we end up being this world power in soccer? Can that happen?
Oh, of course. Like I said, the talent's there. We were on the right track. You know, like I said, we were right there for a while. And like I said, I think, you know, the coaching change just kind of, you know, set us back a little bit. But I mean, there's, you know, by far there's the talent here. We'll get there.
I watched a couple of those games that they were playing prior to the World Cup. And I was just noticing the difference. And again, I know nothing about soccer. I'm not a soccer guy, but watching the difference in the effort that they put out, watching the difference in just how hard they're playing hard hides so many things. Mm-hmm. And it looked like these young kids, they're starting to play hard. If they could figure that out, maybe there would be some hope for us.
Yeah, like I said, we'll get there. Like I said, the young talent, you know, hungry. And just like I said, we've got, you know, strength, just good athletes. I mean, we have good athletes there. So when you tie in the skill, I mean, I, we'll get there.
Okay. So the World Cup begins on Thursday, June 14th. This is going to be in Moscow, Russia. Let me ask you this. Who are going to be some of the favorites that we're going to want to watch?
The big favorites you've probably heard of, probably Brazil and Germany. I'm probably going to say the top two favorites. Germany won it 2014, last World Cup, last year. So they're the big favorites. They brought back pretty much the same team. No real standout superstars, but I mean, just a solid unit.
Yeah.
They'll definitely be a tough out. Brazil's always good. Lots of flair. Neymar's their star player. Might have seen him in a couple commercials.
Yeah, Nike commercials. I think I've seen him.
He's coming off an injury, but like I said, that's a talented, you know, that's not a one-man show. That's a talented team. Argentina, Messi is their star player.
Sure.
Probably seen him in commercials as well. Yeah, him. And like I said, that's Argentina. So like I said, all the those are probably the top, you know, programs, I'd say, or the top countries.
Okay. So if we're looking at, you talked about Brazil, talked about Germany, who won the last one. We know Argentina, just because they have Messi, they're going to be probably very, very good. He is an absolute freak. Is, if we're just looking, like maybe people are out there and they're thinking about turning on World Cup. Maybe they're sitting there saying, I don't know who to watch. Are there players out there that you would say, I don't know if this team's going to do great, but you might want to tune in just to see this guy play?
Yes. And again, along with those main teams, you know, everyone has won. So like I said, anytime Brazil's playing, you want to tune in for Neymar. Portugal, Ronaldo.
Sure.
You'll tune in for him.
And you'll want to see what, you know, product he's got in his hair, what kind of makeup he's wearing that particular day. I can't imagine any female being with that guy and just going, there's no way I can live up to standing next to him. Like, that dude is putting a lot of time in front of the mirror. I don't know. But no, he's a talented player, though. He's an amazing player. Who else you got as some of the top players?
Let's see. Also, there's a guy, Salah, plays for Egypt. Yeah. Egypt. He's big. Yeah. So he's a big player there. He would be good. Like I said, he's just someone that can just change the game. You know, all of a sudden, England, for example, has a lot of good, forwards, attackers.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll want to turn in from there. And I'll say, Nigeria is another game, attack oriented, you know, always going to be running. So that'll be, more action.
Sure.
That'll be a good team to tune into and watch.
Okay. So there are some interesting players, at least, that you're going to probably want to tune in for. You might not even be a fan of the team, but there's some really, really talented players. You talked about, you know, Lionel Messi playing down in Argentina. I was watching him playing against Team USA 2 years ago or whatever that was. He is playing a different game than what we're playing. That guy's a freak. Like, if you want to go LeBron James or you want to go Kevin Durant, Lionel Messi is an absolute freak of nature when it comes to soccer.
Yeah, and that's the thing about soccer. Like I said, it's, you know, 2 45-minute halves, nonstop action. So, you know, unlike, you know, baseball or football, there's no timeouts. You know, it's free flowing at any point. You know, he can get a ball, beat somebody, you know, take it, you know, and score right away. And
sure,
the game could end up, you know, 1-0. I mean, that could be the difference.
You know, the thing I like about soccer? There's no commercials. Like, complain all you want to and say, oh, soccer, they never score. There's no commercials. I can turn on a game and I watch an entire half. Yep. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Let me ask you this. We talked about some of the good teams that are out there. What about teams that maybe are a little under everybody's radar? What about maybe some dark horse teams that might not be the household teams that everyone's saying, well, we know Brazil's going to be good and we know Germany's going to be good. But are there any teams out there that maybe might sneak out and surprise a few people?
Yeah, I'll say one, probably not necessarily a surprise, but, Spain, is a good team. Like I said, real solid lineup. A lot of name brand players from the English Premier League.
Okay.
Belgium is one of my dark horse teams. Real solid top to bottom. They've been good over the past couple years. They just haven't quite put it all together yet, but the talent's there. France is another one. I would say, kind of, we mentioned this yesterday a little bit, Pittsburgh Steelers, with talent-wise on paper.
Ton of talent.
They're great.
Gotcha.
But for whatever reason, over the years, just cannot figure out how to put it all together. But,
okay.
I mean, the roster, all 11 are, you know, top to bottom, solid players.
Sure. That's a good comparison, too. And so there's a couple teams that you might want to keep in mind. I've got to ask you this question. Do you have a team that you're going to actually be rooting for? Is there anyone out there that you're looking at and saying, this is the team that I'm hoping wins? Or do you care and you're just watching and just saying, hey, I'm just hoping for good games?
Really just good games. Like I said, I don't have a team per se. Like I said, obviously U.S. didn't make it,
right,
who I would normally be rooting for.
Sure.
But really just looking for, like I said, good games.
Okay. Any early matchups or any matchups that we're going to want to keep an eye on, as far as I know, when this starts, it's pool play. And I know that they're going to have to go through their bracket and they're going to play all those teams. Are there any of those early brackets that maybe came out that you're looking at and saying, hey, there are some sneaky good games in pool play?
Yeah, there's a couple good brackets. I would say Group D. They say Group of Death is what it's known at. So just all the best teams, really, in
really?
That group. Yeah, so that's Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, Nigeria. And all those teams, like I said, evenly matched. So any time they're playing, you know, I would look in, because those are all going to be good games. And I'll just kind of say, too, this is kind of a World Cup cheat. So, you know, like I said before, World Cup, it's two halves. The game's 45 minutes.
Yep.
So what I like to do, you know, if you don't want to watch the whole game, the game starts at 2, tune in at 2:45.
45 minutes in.
Yep. First half is just ending.
Okay.
You see the halftime highlights.
Sure.
So you get four,
pick
5 minutes.
Pick up on what happened.
Exactly. Like I said, if you, you know, they'll do shot comparisons, corner kicks. So if it's been a lot of shots, you know, you've seen both teams have had 8, 9 shots, you know, yellow cards, fouls.
Yeah.
go ahead and tune in. So you're only investing 45 minutes.
See, you don't get this information anywhere else, but Rob is telling us how to play soccer. Apparently, you've only got to watch for 45 minutes plus the five that are in halftime. That's excellent information.
Yeah. And like I said, because it is free flowing, like I said, there's not a lot of timeouts. So, you know, there'll probably be only a goal or two. So they'll show that. They'll show all the good chances. So you get a good feel for the game. Like I said, on the flip side of that, you know, if it's 0-0, each team has had two shots on goal.
Okay.
You know, might not want to invest in that second half.
With the games being played in Moscow, at what point do we need to figure that Russia is just going to cheat and get their team through somehow? Are they in a pool that they can just get their team through? We know they're going to be chock full of steroids. We know they're going to have any sort of HGH they can possibly get. And at some point, Putin is probably just going to go, you know what? They won 1-0. I don't care what anybody says. Should we look at Russia? Does Russia have any chance to compete? And if it's close, we might see some things go their way.
They might. They're in Group A, okay, which I'm going to say is the easiest group.
It's winnable.
Yes. And also, you know, they're the host nation, as you mentioned. South Africa is the only host nation that did not advance out of the group stages.
I think what you're telling me is we're going to see some cheating.
I mean, they're not a good team. They shouldn't get out of Group A. It is an easy group. They should not get out, but
they're getting out of Group A, aren't they? We all know they're passing through the outlets and the walls. Yes. And yes,
there's a chance.
Goodness, they're getting through. I know it. They're getting through. I'm telling you this right now. Okay. We're going to put Big Rob on the spot. He knows soccer. He understands this game far better than I do. I am going to ask you for your prediction. Who is going to win World Cup 2018?
Well, I break it down. I'll give you my final four.
I'm ready for
first.
It.
So I've got Uruguay and Brazil.
Okay.
Going to play each other. On the other side, we're going to have Spain and Germany.
I like this.
I've got Brazil and Germany on the final.
We're going to have a repeat of 2014.
Mm-hmm. But Germany does not go back to back.
Ooh.
And Brazil.
Brazil is going to get the win. And you know, if you remember 2014, we had the Brazil-Germany. Everyone's saying, hey, Brazil's going to get this. Brazil is clearly the most talented. I believe that was when we had Neymar get the back injury.
Yep.
And he goes out. Germany doesn't just beat them. Germany throttles them like 6-0. Like, it was brutal.
7-1. It was terrible.
You're saying they're going to get some revenge in this thing.
They're going to get the revenge and come back. Get the revenge.
You heard it here first. Big Rob is calling for Brazil to go out and win this thing. Hey, I know we don't have the NFL for a while. The NBA is now over. NHL is now over. Major League Baseball, it's going to make you take a nap. I'm telling you, World Cup is at least entertaining. If you turn on these games, and now you even have a cheat, you know, just wait 45 minutes, turn it on, you'll get all caught up, you'll understand everything, and in the second half, you are fully invested. Okay, I have one final question that we want to discuss just real quick before you go. In World Cup, if it goes to two overtimes and they complete those two overtimes, it goes to penalty kicks, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So they'll go to a first overtime period.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play that out.
Right.
They'll go to a second overtime period. They'll play that out.
Right.
If it remains a tie.
Yes.
They will go to penalty kicks.
Correct.
Are you pro or con? Are you for or against the penalty kicks? Should it come down to that? Where do you come in on that?
Yes. Pro. Pro. Okay. Like I said, you play the two. I know a while back they used to go, it was called golden goal. So you're playing those overtime. First person to score wins.
Yep.
And it's over. So I like the full two. And like I said, if they're, you know, you can't have it. If it's not decided by then that's how we decide it is the penalty kicks.
Okay. Cause see, I'm looking at the whole penalty kick thing. And I know that people are like, well, you don't want an NBA game coming down to free throws. That's not the same thing. It's completely different. It's not comparable. I absolutely love when I see these World Cup games or I see these Olympic games come down to penalty kicks. It is absolutely insane. It is so exciting. Hey, I'm telling you, I know you might not be a soccer person. You are going to want to tune in for World Cup 2018. It is going to be highly entertaining. And if we do get a game that comes down to penalty kicks, do not turn the channel. You are going to be highly entertained.
Yes, you will. Like I said, and there'll probably be a lot. Like I said, the first rounds, you know, there won't, you know, it can end in a tie. But like I said, once it starts to the knockout stage, you know, then that could end it all. Could be the decider.
Rob, I want to thank you very, very much for stopping by the Daily Dose.
Of course, anytime.
You were forced to endure, you know, just talking NFL and NBA and everything the first day. I know, but you came back. You made the visit on Tuesday. You are here. You were discussing World Cup and you were giving us inside trader secrets so that we understand a little bit better how to watch World Cup 2018. We appreciate you stopping by. You know, you are always welcome.
All right. I'll be here anytime.
Hey, just a quick reminder that if you do have any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. June's Loot Crate theme is out. It is called Colossal because, of course, size matters. And June's Loot Crate theme is featuring colossal characters with larger-than-life collectibles and gear that you can't get anywhere else. Trust us, it will be big. It features items from Godzilla, from Marvel Comics, from Ghostbusters, and from Jurassic Park. But the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, make sure you type in Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order. Just a little thank you for tuning into the Daily Dose every day. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday, and I am working. I am trying to run down something a little bit different for you, but trust me, it will be well worth your time to tune in for. We've got a number of things that we want to look at and discuss on the show tomorrow. I have to say thank you so much to Big Rob for stopping by. We always enjoy your visits. Thank you for some very good information on the World Cup that is going to get started later this week. Gonna be very interesting to see how that all turns out. I have to say thank you all so much for listening to the Daily Dose. For all of you that share the show, that tell your friends, that email us, that text us, that message us, thank you. It is genuinely appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.